Bar Halacha and Chovos Halvados Tuesday, Wednesday night, or the Yud Dalid Sivan. Okay, the Dvar Halacha for tonight. We're going in order. Bezus Hashem, Hilchos Brachos. You're making a bracha, Motzi Lechem in Aretz. You're holding the bread with the 10 fingers, not like other items that you just have to hold it in your right hand or left hand if you're a lefty, but here you hold it with all 10 fingers. Lechem Mishnah presents a challenge. That's not for now. But the din or the minug or what's appropriate in halacha is to raise the bread. That's another din in making a bracha over bread. You're holding it with the 10 fingers. You raise the bread as you say Hashem's name. Two dikdukim in the bracha. You should pause between lechem min. Right? You're supposed to pause because you have a mem at the end and a mem at the beginning. And it's hamotzi, not hamotzi. I hope the Bokhari is not here. No, Baruch Hashem, he's not here. I think it's hamotzi because it's a nosog ochor from the word lechem. So you would say hamotzi lechem. Okay, that's a dikduk. Now we go to Chavis Halvavis. I figured out how to use the stopwatch on my watch. So, we go now to Chavis Halvavis. We're learning Shara Precious, and we're still in the Hagdoma. And Precious means abstaining from things in Olam Hazeh, keeping away from things, abstaining. Vinei Roy Lono Levoir, the Chavis Halvavis says, we're going to explain about Precious. Shiva and Yonim, 7 aspects, and those are the 7 prakim of the Shar. That's what he always does in the introduction to, almost always, to the introduction to the Shar. He says, he splits it up into, categories, what he's going to discuss, and each one is a perek in the Shar. So the first perek, or he says the first inyan, Ha'echad Maya Precious HaKlalus, what is this general idea of Precious that the whole world has to do? You can't just do whatever you want. Everybody in the world, Jews, Goyim, animals, there has to be some element of not doing what you're capable of doing. You don't just do everything that you want to do or that you can do or that you're able to do. So what is that? The Tzorech Yoshvei Tevel Oleha, how it's necessary for the Pasha, the running of the world. Vasheni, the second Inyan, is the special Precious, Begidrei HaPrishos, Hayichudis, the special, Uzakikos Anshei HaTorah Aleha. Jews are charged and have a reason and a purpose to have a special kind of Precious, more than the world's. Vashlishi, the third Inyan, is the Kamakitos Nechlekem HaPrushim BaPrishos, means different categories of people who do Precious, which means different motivations. People will be motivated by different things when they do Precious. So he is going to categorize those people based on their motivations. Haravi, number 4, is Babir Tanoi HaPrishus HaYichudis, meaning what is a build, you say in Yiddish? What's the picture? What does a person that's a true Parush look like? What is the Tzura? He does the same thing in Shar HaBitochon. He spends a perek talking about what the Tzura, what such a person should look like, should act like, what are his moods, how does he interact with other people. So we're talking about a Parush is not simple. You can't do too much, you can't do too little. So what does the good Parush, the one that does it properly, what is the Tzura, what does he look like? V'chamishi, v'prishus hamuskemes l'fi torasenu. What exactly does the Torah demand of us in doing Precious? What does the Torah want that we should do? V'hashishi b'meshenema b'toras Hashem v'sifrei Nevi of Minyoni HaPrishus. We're in Tanakh. What's the makor for Precious? Is there a makor in Torah Shebeksav, in Torah, or in Neviim, in Ksuvim, that talks about Precious and its Hashivus? V'hashvi, number 7, and that's the 7th parak of the Shar. V'hevdel ben kadmonenu v'avoseinu u'beinenu b'Precious. There's a huge difference between Precious as it was practiced by earlier generations, and he means Tanakh figures, and the Precious that we're capable of doing. That ends the Hakdoma to the Shar, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night we'll start Perek Aleph.
About what?
No. Terrible.
About like fake money.
It's in the hole. It's not a Shabbos pursuit. It's not something that should be done on Shabbos. Are we on for Friday?
Yes, yes. Now Kali Rishal is coming. It's a good idea, man.
Well, I assume the Indian Appreciates is much less, shall I say, applicable on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Well, it depends. We didn't even define it yet.
We continue.
Obviously, when partaking of Hanah of Olam Hazeh is a mitzvah, then it would be inappropriate to be polish. This is all going to come out as we go through the shot.
But I mean, on some level, there always has to be, I guess, some level of precious.
So that's going to be the first parrot.
The animal
is
bad?
What?
Animals? What's the child with animals?
Well, you'll see. By them, it's obviously instinctive. It's not a choice.
Right.
But you see that the world would only function with some element of precious. If everybody would always do whatever they wanted to, the world would not work. That's going to be paragolic. Make sure you come tomorrow night. Hey, you don't want to miss it. I only take quick questions
because
the answers are very slow.
I learned in the Quran Chabura of Rav Yosef Feller.
Okay.
He's making chas the next month, and Chabura are the Eidashim putting together the verse of Shtekim Torah Yilah and Nidah. And we wanted to know if some of the Rabbanim from the world is willing or able to put in the Shtekim Torah. I don't need
it. About what in you?
We're learning Nidah, so it's been in there. Not some Rabbanim putting another in Yonah. As you know, if something that's already ready and is ready printed, the option starts sitting ready now.
No, I don't have anything.
Take that and then.
What?
I don't have any type.
How many words?
No minimum option.
No minimum? I can write like 10 words?
Yes.
Come on. How many words? Say 500 words.
Two pages.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. No.
What?
It doesn't go with guide.
Hello? Yeah. I can't hear you, but I can't talk to you now. So I'm going to have an absolute emergency. I'll ask you to wait.
Any socks? Then I'm very glad I didn't take one.
No, because the Mantos.
Okay, do you have an email?
Yes.
Send me an email tonight. Telling me by when you need it.
I'm sorry for very late notice.
It's okay, I might not do it.
Okay.
Send me an email reminding me about it and saying how many words and by when.
And what it should be about?
It should be about the second sneeze, about a nickel, about.
We're learning at the break, we're not any investors.
Okay.
Sure.
That was not a quick question.
Baruch Shapitarani.
I'm making a bar mitzvah soon.
Mazel tov.
Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon. I mean, he's bar mitzvah days off. That's his birthday.